appropriate. That's appropriate.
That looks good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stage. It kind of says who I am. All right, good. Awesome. Good to see you, Sam. Let me put a hold on. Speaker view there, gallery view. Oh, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
And we got Ari Shafir is coming in just a bit right now. He's doing something. I don't know exactly what it is.
They should call him Harry Shafir. He's grown his beard and hair. It's crazy.
As soon as he comes in, let me grab that one.
All right, it's yours, Chip.
Yeah, yeah, I'll hammer it. Believe me, I'll do it good.
I don't doubt.
So what's up, Sam? Who's got music going?
I don't know. Who is that? Is that me? Oh, shit, that was Coldplay. I'm sorry, dude.
That's okay.
I don't even like Coldplay. That's a fucked up thing. I wish I was playing a good song. I'm all right. I mean, I just got back to New York.
You're in the, that's your apartment? That's pretty fucking amazing.
No, no, it's fake, Chip. It's I livened it up for the show.
Oh, that's fucking, why would you do that? Hold on, let me get a cool one. Hold on a second. That's too goddamn, you can't outcool me. Hold on.
You want to see my actual apartment?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me get it.
I really thought that was real. That's a good backer drop.
This is my actual apartment. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you motherfucker.
All right, cool. I'm in Jeffrey Epstein's place.
Just ordered two shelves from Wayfair.
Hold on a second. All right, there we go. That's cool. Oh, right there.
There you go.
You know what's funny? I got a coffee maker from Wayfair that didn't work. It didn't work, and I was like, I got off easy. I didn't get like a little dead fetus in there or anything.
Hold on a second. God damn it. Something's not working with my green screen. What is it?
It's your lighting. It's not keying out properly.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me fix it.
There you go.
Is that better? Good, oh, man. Thanks, Ant. You're smart. Yeah.
Sure. That's cool, good. Man. You're going to have a little discussion about some avocado.
Yeah, look, there's toilets over there. This is a pretty cool one. Hey, Sam, you ought to send me that picture so we have the same background.
People, you want it?
We'll break the internet. I love when people say that, don't you? I'm gonna break the internet. Oh, great. Hopefully, you're neck. Yeah. Yeah, send me that. We'll do the same one. Dude, it'll be the talk of the town. Believe me, the fucking comics all be, they had the same background. It was fucking crazy.
You think that's what people will talk about?
Oh, yeah. The buzz, we're gonna start.
Yeah.
That's nice. Where's that from?
The buzz?
No, the picture.
I just looked for a nicer place than mine.
Nice cabin.
I just wrote log cabin, and this is what we got.
Yeah, that's really nice. Hold on, log cabin. All right, hold on one second.
So winter scene out the window, so it's not like timely, but
it's
got to be snowing somewhere.
It is.
It feels restful. Let me, Chip, I'm going to text it to you. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know how to do it from the text. I got one. No, you don't need to. I'm good. I got one.
All right.
Perfect. Hold on a second. We're going to start in just a second. This is going to be fucking epic and hilarious. Sometimes the visual gags really get people. Hold on now.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right, here we go. They're going to think we're in the same fucking place. It's going to be crazy. What do you label yours?
I wrote log cabin.
Okay, I'll put LC.
Very good.
I'm creative, man.
Right.
Yeah. It said log cabin. I was like, oh, fucking stick with it. Crazy.
Let me see here. Choose virtual background. Sorry to people. Oh, we'll cut this part out. No one's going to see.
Of course.
This. So, Sam, I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing?
I'm back in New York. I was in a new relationship, and I figured she deserved a break from me. So I'd come back here.
Oh, there we go. All right.
That's
cool.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
I figured I would quarantine in a studio apartment for 14 days. That sounded like a lot of fun. So here I am.
Why would you come back? Wow.
Yeah, why'd you? Well, LA's even worse than New York if you want to talk about people infecting themselves. But yeah, exactly.
Forgot.
I just fucking, you know, I was there for like 5 months. I'm a New Yorker. It's tough. Even, you know, it just figured I'd give her a break, man. It's fucking, LA is a disaster. Like, what am I going to, you can't take a walk in LA. I can't drive. Like, what the fuck am I?
New York isn't a cup of tea either.
No, but for some reason, like New York, I take a walk. I feel like a little more relaxed. Yeah. Just beautiful, Chip.
You're out in Sandy Franny. So let me ask you something. Yeah. Cause LA and New York are very different. I'm working on a whole routine about that. Like, Like, how come in L.A. you can't fucking grab a pizza? You know, that's all I got so far. But I'm sure there's something there about, like, the differences between the two.
Everything takes 40 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're going to see your compadre, and all of a sudden you're on the road for 2 hours, you lose interest, you know.
Yeah. I got a bit about how men and women are different, and I also got a bit about how black people and white people are different. And
it's a good one.
I don't have a turn yet, but I think the setup is something special, you know?
Yeah. People are going to love this.
Yeah. They're going to love it.
New. They just want to hear new material.
It's new ground. No one's
that hasn't been done. Right, right.
Yeah. I tried one of those jokes. People didn't care for it. I said the difference between cats and dogs, and they were like, yeah. And I said the anus of a cat is snugger, and it grips your pecker better and milks you at a faster pace.
I'd have laughed. Yeah, no, I'd have laughed if I heard that on the stage. Yeah,
no one. I forgot. This podcast has like a different energy. It's going to take me a second, but once I'm in, I'm fucking in, dude.
Yeah, it's an energy of friendship.
Yeah, dude.
It's a weird.
Chip's doing so well these days with TBS.
Well,
are you in the Final Four? I saw, right?
Well, I don't say
crazy.
Yes, I am in the Final Four. I've. So far, ran over a couple of comedians. I would like to say effort was needed, but there was not. The Chip Army stepped up and disposed of them for me. And next up is Tim Dillon. So we'll see what happens. He's a big
tough
one.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
It is for most people. I think Shipperson can do it.
Yeah.
And then in the finals, if I was to get there, I would have to face fucking Natasha Legarro. Or Piff the Magical Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Sure. You got a good shot at this, Chip. The Chip Army is strong. They're loyal. I think you got a good shot.
Yeah, but the Army is only voting for the semifinals. The finals are being voted for by the other comedians and TBS.
Oh.
So Shipperson does not have a good feeling.
Oh, no. That means that you're probably not going to win.
Chipperson does not think that this is what they're going to represent their comedy competition with.
That's terrible. They should keep it with the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Chipper.
But the people know.
I'm pulling for you right here.
That's vulgar. Now, Sam, that's very vulgar. We're trying to clean it up in honor of TBS just to see how far I go. How come you didn't enter the comedy competition?
I didn't even hear about it. I had no idea. I would love to.
Yeah, everyone's doing videos, and I beat Gilbert Godfrey.
Wow,
crazy!
The parrot. I ran over him. I like Gilbert. With that triumph, I would have ran over him too if I had to. Fucking cigars always falling out. Just glue it in. Really bugs me.
That you taking Gilbert was a huge thing, because I know you were a little, not you, but people were a little worried about it. You knew from the start you were going to roll over everyone.
Sure.
But Gilbert, that's a big win. He's a name. He's very funny. He translates to video very well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
It's great.
Get us into this. Yeah, he's very funny. But I think I wanted Mellow Gilbert.
I like that version.
Yeah, interview Gilbert. Hey, that was really good. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I do like Mellow. You're interviewing him. Yeah, sometimes I do take the bus.
So, Gilbert, you like to save a dollar?
He really missed out on the free catering if this was like a live event. You know, you can't steal food digitally.
You can't steal food. You can't get the shampoo and the soaps from the hotels. It's got to be tragic for Gilbert.
Yeah, he likes the free stuff. I'm not like that. I'm generous and I like to give. Hold on. Let me make sure that fucking Harry Shafia.
It's hilarious.
Hold on. Let me do. Okay, cuz, just making sure it went through. Comma, 10-4 over and out, good buddy.
Using CB lingo on a phone, if that doesn't really show the difference in times, Chip.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, I was watching. Oh, hey.
Pretty seat covers over there.
Yeah, man.
What?
Well, it's CB talk, seat covers.
Oh.
Hey, you got your ears on, Chippa?
Yeah, hold on a minute, good buddy. What are you, a fucking smoky or something?
There you go. That would be a police officer.
Yeah, you got your fucking put the pedal to the metal. Ah, we got to beat a deadline of some sort.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Okay, Jim.
So, Sam, talk to me. How's your relationship going? She's very pretty. She's very funny. Yeah. Believe me, all the comics are into Chippison too, but I try not to. It's just too messy for me with too many of them fighting.
I mean, it's going. You know, I figured I should give her space. You know, fucking 4 months straight is a lot.
Did you want space, though?
Yeah, it's healthy. It's not. This is not real. Like, it's not real to. It's not real to spend. People are saying like, well, this is what it's like. It's not. This is every. You don't spend 24 hours a day with someone. It's fucking. Nope. It's insanity. So. I did it for myself, but I also did it for her. You can't just, it's her place. I'm an asshole if I stay there for any longer, you know? So
how did you break it to her? Let me ask you, how long, now this is not a conscious uncoupling, is it?
This is how I broke it to her. She was like, I think you should go for a while. And I was like, all right.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's how I broke, and I was like, all right. So that's how I broke. Right.
So wait, let me pack. I've already packed for you.
Yeah. Believe me, your Uber's on the way, you fucking piece of garbage. Yeah.
No, I mean we're good. I'm gonna go back in like a month or so. I'm deciding how long. I want to do some gigs, so I'm back on the East Coast trying to do some outdoor gigs and shit. But like, you can't do that in LA right now, really.
Why is that? Why can't they do the outdoor? Because I know New York has the outdoor ones in Central Park. They got drive-in movie theaters and stuff.
Yeah. They all sound horrible. Where you're like the Central Park one, they're like, there's no microphone, so you have to project. I'm like, all right, this is a nightmare.
That's crazy.
And then the ones where they say. the drive-in ones where they're like, the people are going to be in their car. I'm like, well, then how do I know if I'm doing well? Like, what are you talking
about? They flash the lights or beep the horn. It's madness.
No, I'll do like the outdoor ones with a mic and with where I can hear my laughs and shit. I'll do that, but I'm not going to do the other ones. But so I'm going to do that. And LA is like, California is a hot state. People are in like, it's like a whole thing. And like Huntington Beach, they won't wear a mask, or they're just like, nah, I don't want to wear a mask. And it's like, well, just fucking do it. Everyone's telling you to do it. Just don't be a dick, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know,
like, it's simple.
Well, what's his name? Art Kreischer. He's doing a tour, touring movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I was going to do that, but I didn't like the idea of the beeping. So I thought that every time they wanted to laugh, they should put the car in reverse 2 feet and go forward 2 feet, because it simulates rocking in your chair with laughter.
I like it. How about this? I got an idea. It's almost like applause. You turn your windshield wipers on.
Ooh,
it goes like ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung. You'll probably hear it too if there's that many going. Yeah. And it's not too intrusive where it's, you know, like headlights or anything. So maybe just windshield wipers.
Either that or everybody bangs on their windshields the way Henry Hill did when he found out that they knocked off Lufthansa. Remember he was banging on a thing. Everybody just does that.
Or you could just slam your date's head into the dashboard like that movie at the drop-in. Well, I can't remember the name. God damn, I suck.
Oh, it's Ari.
Hi, Ari Shaffir.
My God. Hey,
hold on a minute. I'm going to do the thing about the name. Let me do the thing about the name, because the name is Ari, but your beard, you got hair all over you.
Yeah. But those aren't opposite things.
No, but it sounds the same. It was like your name should be Hari. Right, Aunt?
Hari Shaffir. Harry Shaffir. Oh, yeah, that's Chip's, one of Chip's big jokes.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. No, I get
Ari,
it.
Ari, you look like you're going to lead the Jew through Egypt right now.
Let my people go. I have come unto Pharaoh to tell you.
How are you guys?
Good. Where are you right now? Oh, you're inside. I thought you were outside.
Yeah, I was in my fire escape, but I think the Wi-Fi wasn't reaching.
Oh, okay. So you just had some supper. What'd you have?
Some cod and some over rice with some sauteed garlic.
How healthy.
Quite lovely, Chip.
Yeah, but cod smells bad, especially if someone's been wearing it all day. It stinks. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of a cod piece.
Right.
My bad.
That is a separate thing for sure.
Yeah, it is.
For Jim, that's like a gourmet meal where you uncover it.
For him, yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
I don't go for that. Tip. Yeah, no. So what's up, Ari? You been voting for me on TBS?
Yeah, I've been doing it multiple times. And what I do is I call in a bunch and I create a program that votes over and over and over again.
Oh, yes. That's great.
And then I also spend a lot of time myself calling in, but mostly it was the vote on there. On the computer program, I got you over like 1 million views, I think.
Oh,
awesome. Thanks. Appreciate that. That definitely helps.
The bird that goes up and down with the beak and just keeps voting, that's what I'm doing for you,
dude. I'm just going to the Apple store and I'm getting a new phone every time and a new number. And I'll go home, offload everything, vote, go back to the Apple store, offload everything, vote. I get myself 2-3 extra votes every time. Wow.
You are dedicated.
It's expensive.
Who have you beaten, Chip?
Well, so far, I've Megan Gailey, I beat, yeah. And Gilbert Gottfried.
Ooh, a lot of nerve, those two, taking you on. A lot of nerve.
Huge.
Yeah, I don't go for it. I thought they should have quit out of respect. And now it's between right? me and Tom Dillon.
Oh, for what?
To be in the semifinals.
Like, oh, nice. You know, he's a Republican.
Is he really?
Yeah, I don't know what your political leanings are. Never really. I know you don't get political much in the show.
You know, man, I like to say that, like, everybody should just do good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you fall into you're like a Chipublican, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your own thing, man. You're so on top of it. That you transcend all of it, Chip.
Yeah, I think the whole mask thing is a bunch of bull sugar, though. I won't wear one.
Oh, hey, wow.
That's your right, Chip. You know?
That's right. They will not make me a commie.
A mask is a communist
that's
thing?
Right. I will not wear one.
What if you like want to go to Walmart? They won't let you.
Oh, I'll put one on.
Oh, okay. You're willing to make some concessions. I like that.
Oh, yeah. If I got to go to Walmart or something, sure, because my mom likes me to go there and pick up her girdles and things like that. So, yeah, I'll go to Walmart every once in a while. Yeah. So you been doing any gigs, Ari?
Yeah, I've been working out a little bit. I went with Big J to the Stress Factory, big outdoor, nice tents.
How was that?
You know, it kind of sucked, but it was nice.
Yeah, we opened up some. We put some tents in the back just so we could get people up here to do comedy again.
That sounds good. Like Vinny Brand.
Yes. Good. Did he install a payphone in one of the tents so he could do his bit?
Put his head in the tree. Oh, he didn't go up. Oh, that's
he didn't
great.
Get the time to the show. Though. At the end, he goes. He went up to say, "Hey, we got a lot of good shows," and then he did about 25 minutes.
Yeah. Oh wow! I love Vinny. Vinny's awesome, man.
He did 25 minutes after the show.
He did 15. I was exaggerating, but it's all 15. Yeah.
That's not when you do the time. You do it up.
Well, that's when the checks are coming out. So he's probably doing that for the check spot because he doesn't bury the headliner with the check spot, which is nice. So let him go up there and do his nonsense.
It would have been great because Big J would have had to riff during that time, and he's not really equipped to riff on stage. True. It's not his stage.
Oh yeah, he is. He's very good at it.
You sure?
Yeah. He asked me to do his crowd work show. I was fucking so good.
Oh, wow.
Show it. Yeah, it was easy. I like crowd work.
Yeah. Big J is terrible with crowd work. He would probably want you to do it. I saw Big J online. He did a bit about seeing his daughter's muff. It was so fucking funny. Yeah. Oh, it's shockingly hilarious.
I saw someone tweet yesterday. I forgot who it was, but they said Michelle Obama's first guest was Barack. I heard their second guest is Big J. Okerson. I don't know who said it, but it fucking made me laugh.
Yeah, that's funny, but it's probably not true, though.
They canceled the pool party they were going to have here on Saturday. They were going to have it like yesterday, whatever the fuck day this is. Yeah, we were supposed to do a Legion of Skanks podcast. I guess Dave Smith couldn't make it. I guess he's got some political fucking thing to do. Ooh, yeah, look out. I'm a libertarian.
Yeah, he's at liberty to eat his girlfriend's box.
All right, a viable, valid reason.
That's a good reason to cancel. Yes. Believe me, I've canceled the fuck a few times. That's, you don't even want to know. Yeah.
Feels apolitical. That feels all right, you know?
Yeah, sure it does. So listen, when I was watching this show before, right, about the guy's spaceman, the guy John Kelly, the astronaut.
Yeah.
Netflix has a thing about
it. Oh, I thought you said Bob Kelly. I was going to say, how'd they squeeze him into a capsule?
That's not very nice.
All right, he's not here.
They were flying around him. So I wanted to ask you, because when I was a boy, I wanted to be an astronaut. I said, I wanted to go up and explore and whatever. Ari, what did you want to do when you were a boy?
I wanted to be on one of the worst talk shows of all time.
Oh, shit.
So what? Wait a minute. So were you able to achieve that goal?
I was. As I became an adult, more recently in the past, I was able to accomplish that feat, yeah.
And what made the talk show so bad? That was it the setting, or was it that the host was unbearable?
The setting was viable. You know, everyone had, at that time, it was a big pandemic, so everyone had gone indoors. The other guests were great. It was the host. The host is really just a bad interviewer. He steps on people's lines, and he's full of himself.
Yeah, that's wow. Not really good.
You try working with him for 20 years. Oh, wait.
Hold on a second. So, wait now. So, you got yourself on this bad show. The guy steps on everything.
Yeah.
What did you do?
You know, I just
did he like, on. Did he trample on purpose? Or was it one of those things where it was like, you know?
I don't think he
it's
knows.
It's a timing issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I think overall, it's something he doesn't really understand. He went to step in.
Everyone's got a podcast these days.
Yeah, that wouldn't believe me. That what a stupid asshole he sounds like. Just kind of tripsing all over everybody. Fucking stupid. So what did you want to be when you were a boy, Sam?
I wanted to be a professional athlete, for sure.
What kind of athlete? Because I've played sports.
WNBA player. That was my goal.
The ladies.
I knew my limitations. I know I had no shot at the men's, and then you know, as you get older, I realized I wasn't good enough for the women's.
Just get the layup, and you're in.
No. They're fucking good now, Anthony. They're fucking.
Are they?
Never. Have you watched a game?
I have never watched a game.
I have season tickets. Wait, you know? What is that?
The Liberty are good now. They're kind of interesting.
Are they?
Really? Well,
they got this young woman, Sabina Ionescu. She's a fucking beast. She's awesome.
Wow. I couldn't imagine. Yeah. Wow. We really are. We really do want sports back, don't we?
I don't know.
We're looking at WNBA. Whoa! Do we? Oh, look, he's watching it right now as we
speak.
I'm watching
the NBA right now. Yeah, I got it in the background. Yeah.
You're going to have to beep that out, Ari, because it's on YouTube. They can't show peckers.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even know.
It looks like you're licking a pecker. My God. That's dirty. It looks like you're licking a pecker. That's dirty.
Oh, my God.
Looks like you're licking a pecker.
This is terrible.
All right, sorry. I didn't realize it accidentally.
That was fucking big, though. It was like your head or something.
It's juice.
Big as your fucking head.
So whose pecker was that? Do tell.
It's King David from the Juice. He's one of our best.
Where do you live?
I live in...
Oh, you're in Manhattan. Oh, RW, is that a railroad apartment?
No, it's surreal. I got a backyard, so it's, everyone comes over and barbecues and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. I have a front yard in New York, which is really weird in Manhattan.
That's called a sidewalk.
Yeah. But I put a table out there. I barbecue. Oh, I have people over. Sure, I do.
That's what all the restaurants are doing now. They're telling people, just eat in the street. Please, come here, eat in the fucking street.
Dude, it's
and,
the best.
Everyone's give us
like,
money.
We're in the park. It's lovely. And then a homeless guy just coughs on you. And
yeah.
A fucking trash truck comes by.
Some restaurant had tables on the street and they had a little barrier set up made of cardboard and a pickup truck just drove right through it. Why would you trust eating on the side streets of Manhattan?
Someone on a Revel scooter comes by as their head flies off as you're eating a fucking gazpacho. That's what I'd like. Someone's skull. The Revel scooter, what a fucking... Did you see
great that? Idea. That is two people dead already.
They're like, this is going to be good. Yeah, then I saw an article. Someone said, yeah, this is these are horribly made machines. And I was like, maybe you should have said something while you were working there instead of before multiple
Rebel
people
scooter. Oh, those are nice. I want to.
Oh, you like those?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture. A fucking Rebel is nice.
Did you wear a helmet, or is that part of your civil liberties? As
well? I wouldn't.
You are a rebel. You're a rebel on your rebel.
Yeah, fuck that. Is it a rebel, R-E-V?
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying you're a rebel on your rebel.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm a little rascal on my little rascal. Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's do this. So if the guy with AIDS was on a Volkswagen, you'd be like, the guy with the bug is on a bug.
Yes.
Sure. Let's do this, yeah.
That works out. Yeah, boom. I feel a riff coming. Ari, I always feel it. All right. Sam, what do you got in the subject? Give me one or two. Give me a moment to regroup.
I can't top your AIDS joke. You got to know your limitations. I can't top bug on a bug.
All right. How about, what's another one? Rebel.
Punch man. Punch someone on a punch man. I got nothing.
Punch buggy.
Punch buggy. And then punch somebody?
Wait. Yeah, I punch people. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Being disrespected. I was on a date one time, and I walked away from the bar. The girl was sitting there talking to this guy. Looked like a defensive end for a football team. And she goes, hey, why don't you go over there and get me some soup next door? And I'm like, all right, are you sure you're okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to talk to him for a minute. So I come back about an hour later, and they're kind of bumping and grinding up against each other.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't think it was going to end like that, but
yeah, me neither.
Wow. Maybe
she wasn't. Yeah, you said, did I ever want to hit somebody, right?
Did you hit somebody? You didn't hit him?
Oh, no, he was big. No, he was big. I just went home. Yeah. No, I wanted to, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Better sometimes, you know, better to love and have lost,
but never to have loved at all.
No, fight and run away and live to fight another day or something like that.
Nah.
No, because then you sit at home thinking you're a pussy.
Yeah.
Well, you were in that story, Chip.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't get her soup.
Yeah. Oh, you all showed her.
So that's right. You went home with a lot of soup that night, didn't you?
You bet I did. I had an open bowl of minestrone just sitting on the train enjoying the fruits.
Some tells me she was more into a sausage that evening than soup, Chip.
I wish I would have said that.
You're right. Damaged. Could have gotten her.
Hey, you wanted some soup. Apparently you wanted sausage, but I didn't say that.
Oof. Yeah.
I was like, you're grinding on that man. And I left. It wasn't a very good comeback.
To the laughter of the rest of the venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're people pointing at you and stuff.
Right, pointing and laughing.
I thought they recognized me. Yep.
Might have been that. I
thought they recognized me. Where are you doing a show later, Ari?
I'm doing it at the Stand restaurant.
The Stand opened up the front. I guess they're all, they're put tent or something? Or is it just open air?
Sidewalk. Wow, just the sidewalk. Window, and so it's just sidewalk. Like a federal building across the street, so nobody
isn't this stupid that you could be on the sidewalk, you just can't go inside. It makes no fucking sense. Open everything, for God's sake. That's what I say, Chip.
Well, hold on. New York is doing pretty good with COVID. You know, it's funny. Me and Fauci, it's a long story, but we have a connection.
Doctor?
Dr. Fauci. Yeah, we know each other.
From where? Professional circles?
Yep.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. What are you trying to hide?
Nothing. We're just friends.
Dude, is Chip Chipperton fucking Dr. Fauci?
No. No, we're not. Yeah. We're just friends.
Are you friends. Colleagues? Men of similar ilk?
Yeah, no, I didn't look through a glory hole back February 8th and see somebody with a COVID mask and go, you better be careful. That's not how I met Dr. Fauci. He had foresight. No, we know each other. Because
the glory hole's only a foot off the ground.
He's
a little guy.
He sure is. So let me ask you something. What do you think about space? Are we alone?
Oh, good segue. I forgot we were talking about that.
Yeah.
You guys...
No, I'm asking you, Ari, because the Pentagon is saying... Because Jeff Roger was saying that they had like...
Joe...
Yeah, they were gonna like release a bunch of information and stuff, and I believe in that stuff. What do you think, Bob Lazar? Is he telling the truth or not?
I think so, man. When you look at some people, even in this chat room, some are way less human than others. I mean, just look at the three of us and look at you. There have to be some genetics from another planet in there.
I hope so, man, because whatever's made me a star, you know, I ain't gonna argue with it.
A star in the sky, whatever.
That's it. That's it. But then again, why do you want to be a star? It's a big gaseous ball. Go ahead, Sam. Now talk to me about how you feel about aliens.
I mean,
build a wall.
space cool. wall, right? And go ahead, go.
No, I'm. Hey, I love what's going on right now with our space program. Elon Musk launching these rockets, new ships. We're going to Mars again with another probe. I love the space program, Chip. When you didn't ask me what I wanted to be when I was a child, but I did.
Oh, I know what you wanted to be.
What?
Just a boy who wasn't beaten with a sore hiney. That's what you wanted to be. All right, guys. You remember the days when you could go all night long? Me neither. But I still used to be a lot better than I am right now. Sometimes my pecker embarrasses me. Round two is a regular thing. That's the truth. I would roll her over and go, "You're ready for another one?" And she would go, "You haven't even finished the first time." And we'd laugh, you know. But it was never a problem to stand at attention. My pecker was always in good shape or decent shape. Well, these things change, and sometimes you need a little boost, a little kick. And that's where our good friends at Blue Chew come in. Now, this is not actual, wait, wrong way, not actual size. You're not going to be eating a pill that big, believe me. You'd be eating it all day or whatever. You can increase your performance and get the extra action going in bed with Blue Chew. And this is true. I love this product. I love eating them. They leave little blue stuff on your teeth, and you feel like a man. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. And you can get your first shipment for free when you use our promo code CHIP, C-H-I-P. Daddy is trying to help you, Pekka. Take them anytime, day and night, in a full stomach, believe me. Whenever I think I got some fucking cuda coming, I pop a Blue Chew. Sometimes I'm wrong, and I'm just impressive alone in the house, so I stand in the window. They're chewable. They work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you're ready whenever the opportunity arises. I used to have to take another type of pill and wait an hour. That sucked. We'd be kissing on the couch. I'd be like, hold on. I have to go and take a pill and swallow it and kill time. I'd have to pull a fire alarm so we'd all have to run out in the street. Oh, no, can't wait to get back. And then I'd feel my nose getting stuffed. I'd be like, all right, finally, an hour later, the fire alarm is done. Now with a Blue Chew, I just chew it. Much easier. Prescribed online by a licensed physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy behind some old bag taking too long. Ships right to your door in a discreet package. You open it up, pop it in your mouth. Made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than the pharmacy, and no worries about leaving your house. Maybe you're quarantining, and your wife is tired of your rotten, limp pecker. Take a Blue Chew. I enjoy them. I'm not just endorsing them. I use them. Special deal for our listeners. BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment for free when you use the special promo code CHIP. Pay $5 for shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com, promo code CHIP to try it for free. Aren't you tired of your pecker embarrassing you?
I'm excited for this Tom Cruise movie that's going to be shot in space. Did you hear about that?
I heard he's going to the space station to make a movie. This guy's out of his mind.
Just to socially distance?
I think he wants to die. I think he wants to fucking be dead.
Filming a movie. He wants to,
Once you're in your 50s and you want to do your own stunts, you're like, I want to fucking die, right?
Yeah, it's like 28 was the time for that, dude. It's okay.
Yeah.
So wait, what are you going to do in space?
He's going to do a space movie, but really in fucking space.
Oh, that's good. The director's going to be up there, the sound guy, the gaffer.
You think they're all going to the space station?
Yeah, is he going
to
be?
Someone needs to tell him, we have green screens.
Yeah, it looks just as good or better.
You don't need to go to space. You don't need
Star
to
Wars looked awesome, and that was a 70s.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, we're even better off now. There's
you
no
don't have to go there.
He wants to go there. That's all it is. He wants to go up in his... Because it's funny. I got just to interject a little humor here. When I was a kid, I was... they told me I ought to be an astronaut. So I says to him, I says, why? You know? And he goes...
Because you could hold your breath for a long time?
No, that was an underwater thing, but that is another story. They said I got that from holding my breath while I was sleeping and being assaulted. So, no, the whole thing about being in, the guys go to me, goes, you want to be an astronaut, right? So I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He goes, you're taking up space. We laughed, you know. It was
funny good joke.
Natured. Yeah, it's a good joke. I've been using that a lot.
Yeah. I think it was first told when Sputnik was launched back in the late 50s.
I think so. It's not a new one.
No. I'm not by far, Chip.
So, Ant, you like the space program? I'm really into it.
So into it. I remember, you know, I was woken up when I at the young age of
17,
like 8 years old, to watch the Apollo astronauts set foot on the moon. And since then, I've been captivated by the space program, Chip, NASA, and now Elon Musk with SpaceX. It's amazing.
Mike Branson doing the whole thing. Hold on, I spilled my water. God damn
underwater?
It, no, I just spilled some water right here.
You spilt a lot. Look behind you. They had to build a bridge. Chip.
What am I going to do with that? I mean, I can't even top it.
I know.
I can't top it.
I'm with you, Chip. I'm right here with you.
How funny would it be if a guy was jumping off that bridge?
They do it all the time.
I know they do. Do you see the gate?
Oh, yeah, where they jump off the bridge. It got documented to everyone committing suicide off the bridge.
That was not a good documentary. Hold on. You guys talk for a second. I'm going to get a napkin or something.
Wasn't the one guy who once the second he jumped, he regretted it and he survived? Wasn't that?
Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, that happened.
I wonder how many regretted it.
No, that was me on this podcast.
Every single one, I think.
Hold on a second.
Every person that did it went, oh, what did I do?
Yeah, well, they've actually, they've talked to a bunch of them. They get them on the way down. They have an interviewer on a fucking bungee.
That's a going great down podcast.
And Chip interviews them so they don't regret it so much.
Because they go out laughing.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
A four second podcast. That jump was brought to you by stamps.com. All right. That was it.
It's still too long.
Yeah, hold on, I got to do a read. So can you wait till I do a read? Yeah. Yeah, you wait till you do the reading. You're going to.
Shut up with that.
Seriously.
God, I hate it.
Oh, you don't like that?
Oh, it's terrible. It's like, pretty hey, funny. Let me tell you. Like he's assuming everyone's laughing and going, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you're on a roll, you just kind of carry the energy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody's cracking up and you're like, you're that
right,
guy.
Right.
Yeah,
you're putting that energy from the people, the inflection in your voice. We all get it, Chip.
That's how every regular guy does it. That's how every regular guy makes people laugh. So what's happening in the WNBA, Sam? And talk about your podcast.
Yeah. Basketball podcast.
We talk
hoops every week. Pod don't lie, man. It's a good time.
Who comes on with you?
Who've we had? I can't even remember who
is Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain was a good guest.
Bugs.
We had Brian Koppelman just did it. Soder, fucking Andrew Santino. Ari's a hoops guy. We got to get you on, man.
Yeah, I'd love to. Maybe before the season shuts down.
You ever see Skyhook?
Oh, man.
Skyhook. Who was that? Dr. J?
No, that was Kareem. Dr. J.
Remember.
Did another odd thing. He just shot the ball and jumped real high because he could sleep anywhere.
I was just watching
anywhere.
this documentary on the ABA, and there was this guy. Fuck, I forgot his name.
C. But he got C.
There was this guy. He fucking was like the tough guy of the ABA, and he just ended up leaving the ABA and being like a henchman to Idi Amin and getting getting murdered by Idi Amin. He was like his fucking
shit.
Guy.
Can I imagine if he played ball, he would have fucking ran the land. I'm like an idiot. Go ahead. So what happened?
Oh, my God. It's infuriating.
He did play ball. It doesn't make sense, though. It's lame, but it also makes no sense. He did play ball.
So, yeah. Fucking insane.
Do you know, most people don't know Kareem in the 80s actually became a co-pilot on at an airline.
Is that from that movie?
Yep. And he was also a karate man.
What movie, Ari?
He was a karate man.
He did fight Bruce Lee.
Yep. He did fight Bruce Lee.
Karate man sounds like a racist term.
Karate man.
Yeah.
I'm a karate man.
He's been doing karate for 50 years. He must be really good at it.
Oh, thanks. He's got the reach and the legs.
He wrote for Veronica Mars. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, he did what? Really?
I swear to God, he's had a fucking he's had an insane life.
He did what with Veronica Mars?
Like, he's like fucking Forrest Gump in real life. He's done
like
every
he turns up everywhere.
Thing.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He's a writer.
Once he was on my plane, he flew coach. It's crazy. Did he,
what? Really? To where? Yeah.
Come on.
That's it was, fucking I don't know, infuriating.
From LA to somewhere.
He's seven feet tall and he's the NBA leading scorer and he's flying coach. That's
maybe
fucking
they were sold out in first and he had to get there. Maybe that's the only time I fly and goes, blame me, is if they're sold out. And I'll walk by everybody in first and I'll go, I'm supposed to sit up here, but they were sold out.
You think they like that?
No, they don't. Believe me, especially when I start demanding a meal and I just stand there behind the curtain, rocking in and out, going, I can afford it. I seen Kareem on a plane one time. This is the truth. I was going from L.A. back to Big Apple on a ready. And it was late at night. Right, we're getting ready to board. So I see him in the thing. I go, that's Abdul-Jabbar. I wasn't going to say that, you know. Then he gets on the plane. He gets on first. He's in the last row of first class. I'm in the first row. I look back. He's sitting there. He's got the blanket over his head like E.T. So to keep the fucking light out of his eyes and no one could say anything to him.
Uh-huh.
He just sat there with his head above everybody, with a blanket over his head while everybody boarded.
That's it?
That's it.
That guy's fucking changed, man.
How'd you know it was him?
I seen him. I seen him in the lounge area.
Oh, he didn't have a blanket over his head out by the terminal waiting?
No, he did it when he got on. He took the blanket off the seat and put it over his head. That's true. And he just sat there with a blanket over his head. And I'm like, all right. And too bad I didn't have a bunch of soap. I could have full metal jacket on, you know. But I was looking at him.
Feels untrue.
No, it's true. It's a weird one. But he was with his publicist, and she's not a nice lady.
No, she's not. I remember we interviewed him.
Yeah, we did. We talked to her, and she was not nice. Go ahead. Tell the story. About how she was yelling at him.
Well, they didn't want to talk about anything except what the book was about.
Right, not basketball.
And the book wasn't even about basketball. So they're like, don't ask him questions about basketball. It's like, are you out of your fucking mind? What are we supposed to do? You got to talk to
him. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
That publicist. Is right. We're going to interview Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the author.
Yeah. We're going to talk to him about some kind of fucking like self-help book or some shit. Oh, no. Yeah. Don't talk to him about basketball.
Kevin Smith was in that day.
He was?
Yep. We got a picture.
You're not allowed to talk to him about movies.
No?
Yeah. Don't talk to Kevin about movies. You have to just talk to him about hockey jerseys.
Yeah.
All he wants to talk about.
Who's your favorite player? Who's the, your best
influence?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, Kareem, he was the master of the skyhook.
Yeah.
They said it was an impossible shot to block without goaltending.
Yeah.
I used to say that to every girl who would listen. Yeah. I would show them a picture of him making the skyhook.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
block. My dad said he only really worked during the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that he, he doesn't, he just kind of coasted up and down.
He never
really
tried very hard, except in the playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
Did he grab your father?
Yeah.
Tell your old man.
Yeah, you tried dragging Walton and Lanier down. Yeah, that was such a great, goddamn, who didn't love Airplane? I just talked to Robert Hayes.
Sucks.
They're re-releasing Airplane for the 40th anniversary. And I talked to Robert Hayes and I had to ask him a question because my dad had always told me that he was friends with Robert Hayes. And he had gone, he belonged to a riding club and he was the best man at his wedding and all this shit. And then I finally had it and I had to ask him, it was a moment. Like my father was either going to be full of shit and embarrass me because I've been telling this story for years. Oh. And he goes, your father, Joey, was awesome, a great friend. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
God,
yes, he did know him. And OJ, he knew OJ too. So I'm waiting for that interview to confirm that one.
I really wish he would have said something about how your father and mother had a big fight the time he was trying to make her get an abortion and she wouldn't. And you'd know that.
That's huge news.
Right, right. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't hear about this Robert Hayes, star of Airplane.
How old is he?
He's got to be in his at least late 60s, but he looked great, and he's all there, so that was nice.
Remember Julie Haggerty? Oh,
she dead, right?
Is she dead? Oh, did I want to eat her pussy?
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was the wife.
What?
She was very skinny and gangly looking.
Yeah,
she
probably had big Coda lips.
She's not dead. She was in Marriage Story like a year ago.
Okay. You know who I was thinking of? The girl that played Welcome Back, Kotter, the wife. I always got them a little confused.
She dead?
She's dead. Thank you very much.
Olivia de Havilland?
You should do a whole podcast. Just, is that person dead?
I think that person's dead. Look, yeah. I guarantee you, Sam, someone already is doing that podcast.
Yeah.
Odds dictate that anything you think of has already been doing. Been done as a podcast.
You remember, I think Brendan Walsh used to have a bit where he would just go like, Gene Hackman's dead, and people would freak out. And he'd be like, he's not, but that's how much you fucking all love Gene Hackman. That was like the whole bit.
Yeah.
It was such a, that was such a good bit.
Yeah.
People would all go, aw, Jesus. You guys got Hackman fever?
There are certain actors you could say are dead, and people will absolutely think it's
absolutely. Totally. Like who?
Like Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
What's his name? Khan.
King Khan.
The guy from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah. Rick Moranis. That's a good one. Who knows?
Anyone who hasn't worked in a while.
Dudley Moore.
Seems to be it.
Dudley Moore. He is dead.
I just seen Arthur again last night. That's a funny movie.
Yeah?
Reminded me of myself.
Movie. Why?
Just funny and like fun to be around. Devil May Care.
Devil May Care. Him and his dumb club foot.
Yeah. Old golf foot Dudley. He'd go there and take his leg and fucking knock the ball.
Oh, my foot looks like a hammer. Yeah. Look at my foot.
My shoe looks like a box.
My mother must have hated this foot. You know. Her shitty womb that made that terrible club foot.
Oh, yeah, probably got caught in a cooter coming out. He was probably hanging out of like a Christmas ornament by his club foot.
I request no scenes where Arthur has to run.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
All right, let's do it. I don't want to know how come my foot is clubbed.
Chips,
he just did it.
I don't know, man. I think Chip's giving you a run for your
That is so good, Chip.
I can't hear you do it. I'll do it with you. This is how we do it.
You must have hated that moose.
Yeah. Will you forget the moose for a second?
All right, that's the other guy.
But... Yeah, no, in high school, I was voted best Bert Johnson. They told me you do the best fucking Bert Johnson out of anybody.
If you're going to do an impression from Arthur, Bert Johnson is the person everyone will remember and know.
Yes, Bert Chip. Johnson.
Yep. Awesome.
I do a mean John Gielgud.
John Gielgud.
Shit. God, do John Gielgud.
I was kidding.
Oh, I do him really good.
Damn it, dude.
That's when he's sitting there. He goes, if I begin to die, please remove this.
Yes, I do. We should die with this hat. On my hat on. There was a black cowboy hat, which I
It was the like. Cowboy hat. Oh, a choo-choo. It's a great movie.
That movie that movie rules. It really does.
Even with stupid, what's her name in it?
Liza Minnelli?
Liza Minnelli.
Oh, yeah, she's great in that, though. She was good in that
with her stupidly cut bangs.
Yeah. Is it true she made them stop playing her version of New York, New York when the Yankees lost?
What?
Yeah, it was NBC right. when they won and hers when they lost, and she got mad and was like
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow, she probably felt like they were associating her with losing.
That's what it was. I'm almost positive that's what it was because they lost.
Wow, yeah, Chip. So let me ask you something about Arthur because I was going to watch Arthur 2.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Arthur 2 on the rocks, by the way, it was called.
Yeah, I like the remake better, but I'll watch the original Arthur. I think the remake was better.
Oh, you think I thought you meant the sequel. The remake was
I
the one.
I did mean that, but yeah.
I prefer Caddyshack too and Chinatown too. I'm weird like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Caddyshack 2 is just a cinematic great.
Yeah, Jackie Mason was fun. Hit the ball, whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
Cute. They got a good laugh. My mom.
Who needs
it.
Rodney Dangerfield?
No.
You just replace him with some other oldie time comic, and they figured it would work just as well.
Yeah, boy, were they sadly mistaken. Yeah. So let me ask you something, Anthony. Would you go on the Richard Branson's Spaceman ride? Richard Branson's got that Elon Musk is SpaceX. What is Branson? Stop he's watching TV, Sam.
Virgin.
Stop
Virgin
watching the ladies.
Virgin Galactic. He has a space program. It's fallen way behind Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think people would rather go up with the Elon Musk thing. Or even Boeing has a pretty interesting capsule that could take regular old people up there and check it out. So I don't think Virgin's doing very well with
space. He seems like a kind of a dickhead, that guy, doesn't he? He has that vibe of like, I'm a practical joker, but he's doing it with like all these people that are like low level in his company. And I'm like, you can't be a practical joker if their life depends on this job. You're not equals here. I remember I was an intern on that Colbert show when he was a guest, and he was such a fucking dickhead.
You are talking about Branson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like an aged Austin Powers kind of a guy.
Yeah. He took mid-interview. I forgot what Colbert said, but he was like egging him on, and Branson takes a water bottle and throws it in his face. Not scripted.
What?
Being a fucking dick. And Colbert, this was awesome. He just puts his hand out. One of his producers runs over and hands him a water bottle and he throws it back in his face.
Like, oh, good.
And I was like, whoa. It was
just like, hey, load me up.
It was the most tense shit I've ever seen on TV.
And wow.
He just seemed like a fucking asshole.
Branson's a rich asshole who's gotten everything, including just pussy thrown at him his entire life. So he doesn't respect anyone or fucking know. Yeah. Same thing.
He has cool old man hair. It's tough to top that.
It's the blonde old man hair.
He looks fucking. He looks all right. You know,
like what's his name? Who's that wrestler? Woo!
Oh, that's Flair. Jeff Flair.
Ric Flair. Yeah, he's got Ric Flair hair.
He looks like Branson. This guy.
Yeah. You are good.
He looks like him. So wait a minute. Let me ask you.
Chip picks up all the subtleties.
Yeah. Chip, were you born yet when Ric Flair was big?
Oh. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to say, if I had blonde locks like that, Chippa, then we'd see what happens.
Yeah.
She would say that.
Good.
So let me ask you something. You said that he liked pranks, right? I'm a bit of a prankster myself. Put that on my Tinder profile. Shippa, looking for love, bit of a prankster, if you don't mind. Let me ask
Grindr, whatever.
Have you ever gone on Tinder as Chip and tried to fuck a chick as Chip?
Well, yeah, who else would I go on as? Of course. Believe me. Yeah, I would. That's actually not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that.
That's not a bad idea. Just a fully, like, you are only meeting Chip.
TV star.
TV star.
Yeah.
Girl, you got some great credits. He's like, all right, dude, the joke's over. Just be Jim. And he's just like, no, just commit. All the way.
I know who he is, but I don't like him.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But I am a prankster. Like, I did a crazy one. What's the craziest prank you ever pulled?
Who? Me?
What's the craziest one you ever pulled, Ari?
During the Black Lives Matter protests at Washington Square Park, Union Square, I took a giant Trump 2020 banner and I put it in front of the stand and left out a bunch of bricks.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's very effective. I did this. Here's what I did, right? I went to this yoga place.
Okay.
And I seen there was a bunch of shoes outside. And I had potatoes, like regular potatoes. And I put them in somebody's sandals. And then I filmed from around the corner when they came and they found potatoes in their sandals.
What did they do, Chip?
They took them out? Or
they pushed them aside, yeah.
Yes.
Put the sandals on.
The worst part of that story is that you said sandals. That was really upsetting.
Defensive. Did you get the potato back at the end?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they just pushed it aside and looked at it, and then they yeah. left. But I got it on film, you know. I got to get it beside a release so I could use it because I'm trying to get that show going.
Oh, that's yeah. It'll be heartbreaking.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, that. It's gotcha, gotcha.
Gotcha, gotcha is your show.
Yep.
Of practical jokes.
Yep, that's my show of practical jokes.
That one doesn't seem to be as good as some of the others that you've done or mentioned. Where
like you know, what?
I don't know. Wasn't there one where a dog got smashed by a car?
Oh yeah, I don't tell know. Somebody that dog was dead. Yeah, 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 that's fun. Yeah, I took like I bought a wig and I rubbed a bunch of like strawberry jelly in it, and I was like, "Oh, your dog is dead," and they were like, "Oh, what happened?"
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, I was like, "Your dog was shot in the mouth." You know, what's your favorite prank to pull, Sam? Like when you're on the road with your comedian friends, you guys, is it a prank-filled weekend?
Upper Decker.
Yeah.
I don't do pranks, man. I fucking keep it, I keep it pretty simple. I go to my room and I don't talk to the opener for the whole weekend except for the shows. that's my prank.
Dude, that's not fun. A prank. That's sanity.
No, you want to do? Yeah. Hide his onion rings when he's on stage. I've done that. When the guy goes up, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Leaves his onion rings there. I'll take his onion rings and I'll put them like behind something on a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so I have a question about that prank. Where did he get his onion rings from first?
He probably ordered them from the club.
Okay, and then he was eating them or what happened?
What happened was he ordered the onion rings, right?
Yeah.
And he gets them and he has a bite, but then he's got to go on stage.
This is like the end of Ocean's 11. This is fucking
crazy. Yeah. So he puts his napkin over the onion rings. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. this is going to be epic.
Yeah.
And there was there a
ketchup
table.
On the onion rings or mustard or anything?
No, he hadn't put any condiments on. And it's funny you say that because I meant to mention it to him and I forgot.
Okay.
But anyway, there was a table, so I took the onion rings. I walk over to the table.
Yeah.
And I took
Did he have a drink too? Did he have a drink or just the onion rings?
He had a drink, but I think he brought it on stage with him. I believe it was a can of Sunny D. Okay. And I did a whole riff about the commercial and how fun it was, and they're all looking
at
the
refrigerator. Was this a gig in the 80s, Chip? This sounds like a long time ago.
No, he orders an onion rings.
I haven't seen Sunny D forever.
I'm a big Sonny D guy from way back. I dig Sonny Delight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
What, did he also have a Surge?
What's a Surge?
You don't remember Surge?
Surge no. Cola? It was Surge like Monster, Cola. Right?
Yeah, it was like Monster before that. Monster.
Pop a Zima to take the edge off before you hit the stage.
Yeah,
Zima. Nice. Zima White Claw.
Zima. Yeah, it was. Zima White comes Claw. Back in different iterations every so often. It just makes a reappearance in another can with another name.
But White Claw is fucking good. That's the
People
difference.
Love it. People
I
love
know what
it.
That is.
It'll be gone in no time. That's right. What happens.
What is
no,
that?
No, no, no. It's It'll fucking good.
You think it's here to stay?
No, I don't know if it's here to stay, but like you can't knock seltzer with alcohol. That's fucking
good. Dude, it's awesome. Zima couldn't I make them myself.
It's fantastic.
I buy club soda and vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a popular beverage, right?
Fuck. I saw that Budweiser just fucking Fat Jude that right from
they got right on it.
They stole it. They stole it right from him.
Oh, yeah.
The exact
Budweiser
same thing.
Budweiser seltzer. That's Budweiser hard seltzer. That's all they call it.
Yo, I remember old products too, like the Edsel.
Going way back, Jim.
That's, but how old are you, Jim?
Many people know that.
Me, I'm 37.
Yeah.
Oh. 37.
That's it? Young man.
Yeah, well, it's a good age,
you
right?
You can tell from your full luscious locks of hair.
Yeah, a lot of girls love them, believe me. They love to run their fucking fingers through it and other things, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what he says. So let me ask you, Sam's girl asked him to leave L.A.
To leave? Just to go back for my sanity. Yeah, we're fine.
She asked him to leave LA?
I love it. Sam is good. He's like, yeah, I'll go back. I'm all right.
Yeah. Are you going to drive back or fly?
No, I'm here, Ari. I'm quarantining.
In a cabin in New York.
Yes, I'm in a cabin.
That's great. That's awesome.
Liz sent me a green screen, and I'm taking advantage here. No, I'm
glad you're doing it.
I'm back in the city. You got to respect the quarantine. I love New York. I'm just trying to I don't want to. I'm trying to be a fucking decent.
What if you want to go out and get yourself a...
Uh-oh. A what?
You gotta run for the.
Pulsar.
You're like fucking Charlie Rose in his prime, man. This is crazy.
I fill up a toilet and make somebody else clean it out. Charlie Rose, my toilet is brimming with feces.
He did disappear pretty quickly after some of those allegations came to light.
This podcast is like a Regis tribute right here. Your work is so good.
It's funny, man. Wait, I was just talking. Let's say, Sam, you want to go out, right? Let's just say you got a craving. You want to grab yourself a bouillabaisse, something like that. Maybe a grapefruit, whatever it is. Can of peas.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Can of peas. I'm ordering in. I got a big TV. I'm watching movies. I'm doing all right. I'm fine. I got a lot of scotch here. I'm fucking, you know.
Nice.
Did Chip just fart?
Yeah, Chip had
that
a little.
That was a loud one, Chip.
Yeah, a little wind.
I don't think you can order. I don't know if anyone's ever ordered a bouillabaisse.
I have.
That's a gross takeout order.
No, I have. I've ordered bouillabaisse. There's a place around the corner.
A bouillabaisse place?
Yeah, they specialize in bouillabaisse, and I'll get like 3 or 4 a week. I love it.
I order a gumbo, but not a bouillabaisse. I don't know.
I like to let it get nice where the top gets coagulated, and then you can you can take it and you dump it into a thermos, shake it up, and you drink it on your run.
Fuck. Not only is bouillabaisse terrible, he figured out how to make it even worse by the way he consumes it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, okay, Chip, I'm sorry.
It's not my favorite thing to eat in 95-degree
As you're jogging.
No, that's why you let it get cool and coagulate so it's got like that nice filmy thing on the top that you could scrape off. That's
and then really at the end of the run, do you just pour the rest over your head?
There's none left, believe me. Show me a man who weighs bouillabaisse and I'll show you a man who's no friend of mine.
What was that? Who said that?
I just did.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
No, I think he said, honey, your pussy smells like, oh, fuck. God damn it. I wanted to do a cooter licking joke and I fucking gave it away. Should have said, damn, Eleanor, what have you been eating? I couldn't think of it.
Right. I get you.
It happens. So say that. Set me up again for that line. I'll put it in.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, but Eleanor, what have you been licking over there?
Oof. It's just add that one in. That's much better.
Yeah. The producer's listening.
It gets you get it better with age, Jim.
Thanks, Harry.
You want to hone that spontaneity to a fine sheen.
Yeah, but you could always just fix it and chop it up and put it in post. It'll look just as good.
I got you, Jim.
So listen, I know that everybody is kind of wrapping this up. I can sense it. And it's okay. I don't blame you. Sam, thanks for coming on. How long you got to quarantine for before you're safe and sound?
I think I got another week. But I got to tell you, when the only person I've seen in a week is Chip, things are not going well.
Thought you were going to say, count your lucky stars. At least you got to laugh.
I got another week, but it's all right. I got movies to watch. I got the NBA back. I'm fucking ready.
What are you going to watch? What movie?
I'm going to watch the Lakers Clippers after this. I'm fucking pumped.
That's not a movie.
Or clips.
What was I watching? You know what I started? I've watched it, but I love it. Is The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Great flick. Yeah, it's like a throwback. Yeah, Shane Black wrote it. He's great. I love it.
Nice Guys. I never seen that. You should spell that G-U-I-S-E.
Okay.
Because you're...
It was being Arthur.
I don't know. That was the Arthur laugh.
Yo, don't you hate Perry's wife? Yeah, she's fucking yelling and whatnot.
Yeah.
My husband has a gun. He may have fired it while you were yelling. The gunshot,
yeah. It's very fun. Thanks, Chip.
Yeah. So, Ari.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. What do you want to promote?
I didn't get to promote anything.
I was saying, what do you want to promote? Go ahead, buddy. Take your time.
Watch my special. It's on YouTube. It's free. It's about.
I checked it out. You got like 3 million views on that fucking thing. Nice,
yeah, man. I'm
good
pumped.
For you.
Thanks for watching it.
You're making a lot of fucking cake, right? A lot of fucking cake.
Oh God, there's no reason to drool like that.
A lot of fucking cake coming in.
Jesus.
Just type in Sam Morril to YouTube. It's the first thing that comes up, or standup.com/Sam Morril. But yeah, 3.5 million hits, about to hit that. So it's
fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Good for you, Sam. Good for you. Very funny.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
What are you plugging, Ari?
Well, I'm running for president of Legion of Skanks. I hope I can kind of rise vote.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. Where can people vote for you? I think you deserve that.
You got to register at skankthevote.com. No, skankthevote@gmail.com, and then they'll send you a ballot. And I'm going to be president and destroy it.
Who are you against? Who are the other candidates?
Big J, whose running mate is Luis Gomez. Luis Gomez.
Oh, Luis Gomez can't win. The first Hispanic president of Legion of Skanks. I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I'm a more Jew Legion of Skank guy. I'm a more Dave Smith, Big J. You know,
Dave Smith is running with Hate Bear the Beach, Hate Speech the Bear as his running mate, and I'm running with Shane Gillis as my running mate.
Shane Gillis.
So, wow. Hoping your vote.
Did you hear what happened with Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I heard about it.
God. Fucked up.
That is fucked up, Chip.
Hey, Chip, maybe next time I'm on, I can get the rest of that onion ring story.
Yeah, because it's really good about when I put them on the table and I put a record album in front of them.
Yeah, the whole story. I'd like to get it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Irish player named Paddy Noonan.
It wasn't. It was at a comedy club.
Yeah, but they had Irish records back there. It was crazy.
Patio furniture.
That sounds like patio furniture that you sit on.
that's what he just said.
You that are was good. Like
the whole joke, Chip, was what he said. You can't riff off what he like. He set it up and knocked it down.
Oh, God. Sorry. Patio furniture. I didn't even catch it. Guy, try it again. I'll let it go clean.
No, you can't try it again. Chip.
It's not going to come out good.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll just chop it up. Believe me, I cut it. Go from one. I'll come in on a close up of you.
Everyone is struggling during this fucking COVID thing. Chip is on national television. It's all we need to know. It's all we fucking need to know.
That's what it is. I mean, TBS, who knows what's going to happen, but I think I got a shot. Maybe I won't win it all, but I'm going to make a little bit of cake.
I'm supporting you, Chip, and I hope the best for you.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Listen, Sam, Ari, Anthony, thank you guys for coming on. Now we should count down and close out. And Anthony, you're on Compound Media with fucking
CompoundMedia.com, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Yes. Dave Landau, not Lambert.
Very funny. And you got Gino and Aaron.
Gino and Aaron in Hot Water on before us. Yes, they're very good.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. We'll count down, and do you remember how to sign off, Ari? Everybody says Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker.
Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker, because you can't be bold.
Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker. Okay, I'm ready.
Six, five, four, three,
so long.
Two, one. Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker. Hold on. Let's wait for Ari to come back.
I'm sure I don't think he's coming back, Chip. He was goofing on you.
God damn it. Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip.